Hi, this is Maggie.
This is Harriet.
And this is Chloe, and you're listening to...
After Girl Scouts, a podcast by Girl Scouts and for Girl Scouts, past, present, and future.
We are talking to former Girl Scouts to learn why Girl Scouts was meaningful to them.
And how being a Girl Scout influences them today.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to After Girl Scouts. I'm Maggie.
I'm Harriet.
And I'm Chloe.
Today we are excited to welcome Sarah Villano to the show.
Sarah was a Girl Scout from 1999 to 2012.
Now she is a Human Resources Director.
So welcome, Sarah, to After Girl Scouts. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself, including how many years you were a Girl Scout, what level you ended at, and any awards you earned?
Sure. So I was a Girl Scout for about 13 years. I earned my gold, silver, and bronze award, as well as a few different community service ones, but that was more applicable to my town rather than specifically Girl Scouts. I also do human resources for a company called Comerican International, and when I'm not working, I volunteer at an observatory and play in a funk band.
That sounds pretty cool. What is a funk band?
Funk is like a genre of music, and we basically just cover popular funk songs. I got into it from my dad. He taught me how to play the drums, and I kind of took over for him when he left the band.
Nice. Yeah, you probably were just like, bottom.
Basically. Yep.
What did you do for your gold award?
I ended up tutoring kids at my local public library, and then used the funds from that to donate to Toys for Tots at my local hospital that I was actually born at. But the tutoring program I created is still in effect today, or at least it was as of 8 months ago, which was the last time I checked. So various Girl Scouts in the town will tutor kids at the library and then use those funds to donate to Toys for Tots as well at Hackensack University Medical Center.
That sounds pretty cool.
Thanks.
What is your favorite Girl Scout memory?
I'd have to say meeting my best friend. I have two. One that's more social related and one that's more specifically Girl Scouts. But I did meet my best friend of about 20 plus years in Girl Scouts. And the first day I met her was actually our first Daisies meeting. So that was a wonderful memory. And then my second favorite one was probably doing Girl Scout cookie sales every year, just because I wasn't always the best at conversing with adults. And that's really what taught me how to do that well from a young age. So I just liked, going from door to door selling Girl Scout cookies, because we had less of like an online presence then. So it's more just knocking on doors and selling cookies.
Must be pretty nice to sell Girl Scout cookies door to door.
Yeah, unless it was cold.
So, was there any part of Girl Scouts that influenced your career, and how did it influence you?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to take a second to think about that. I really like that question. I didn't directly influence my career, but it did influence where I went to college. One of my Girl Scout troop leaders had gone to Muhlenberg and really highly recommended it. And when I went to college, that's where I kind of figured out I wanted to go to HR. Girl Scouts certainly lended itself to a lot of the skills that I use at work. HR heavily depends on lots of workplace interactions. And Girl Scouts really helped me learn how to speak up for myself, make sure I had, good interpersonal relationships, things like that. So,
yeah. What's something you learned in Girl Scouts that you don't think you could have learned anywhere else?
How to sell cookies to someone who might be on the fence about it. It's a very specific skill. I started out as a recruiter in HR. So that helped me. That was a transferable skill for that. So it was really helping me sell people on the position or on the companies, as well as sell companies on the candidates themselves. So that was a very helpful skill that I learned in Girl Scouts. And I don't really know with a psychology degree if I really would have gotten, that ability to work on sales.
I never really thought about how actually learning how to sell cookies and stuff like that would help, unless if you go into something other than like a marketing career.
Right. I didn't think so either. And then one day I was like, I learned this in Girl Scouts. All my Girl Scout troop leaders being like, you'll use this skill later. And we all like rolled our eyes. So
yeah, just like, you'll learn this when you grow up.
Yeah.
Do you feel talking with us is important?
I think it's really important to help vocalize the important impact that Girl Scouts has on a lot of people. And sometimes it can be, girls will kind of do it as like something to add to their resume or just a way to make friends. But it also has lots of impacts outside of that. So
personally, I think that's really true, since now Boy Scouts are just scouts.
Yeah, just
and
like...
And people are thinking that, yeah. Oh, they don't... my daughter doesn't need to go to Girl Scouts specifically. They can just go to Scouts and learn the same stuff. And I'm just like, I don't think so.
Like, Girl Scouts is a completely different mindset than Boy Scouts.
Like, a completely different game. One's football and the other's basketball or something. I don't know.
Yep, if I knew anything about sports, I'd agree.
One's more about what you feel, one's more about physical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Sarah, what do you hope for the future of Girl Scouts?
I definitely like it to continue in the direction that it's going. I noticed, I'm not sure if this is more just because I've become more of an active consumer with news than I was, you know, in Girl Scouts when I was, I don't know, 5 to 17 or 18 or 19. But I like how it's sort of veered more towards a social impact, I guess, standings. That was, it was definitely a large aspect of Girl Scouts when I was little, but I feel like it started to create a larger voice for itself than it had when I was in it. So I definitely like that trend.
Yeah, just Girl Scouts makes you open up to people more than it before you even start.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think it helps that we have to stand outside of, like, Walmart in the cold and try to ask other freezing people if they want to buy cold cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would just freeze our butts off.
That's like it, isn't it? I froze my cookies off. Right. So thank you for joining us today. Is there anywhere our listeners can get in contact with you?
Sure. So I have a Twitter account. I think it's Villano Cookie, which is V-I-L-L-A-N as in Nancy O and then the word cookie. Or through my email. I have both a work and personal email. I don't know which one you would prefer.
Probably work for this situation.
Okay. Yeah. That works. So my work email is svillano, again, V-I-L-L-A, and as in Nancy O, at Comerican. That's C as in
like,
cookie,
if you
and then the word American
like,
combined.
Dot com. O in your last name and put an I in your name, but after the A, it would just be like, Sarah Villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people used to call me that all the time. They wouldn't read my last name. I thought, like, Sarah Villain? Oh, that's a bad name. Oh, no, Villano. And I was like, that's me.
Just like,
hello.
Oh, gosh, it's so embarrassing.
I think this is definitely one of my favorite conversations we've had so far. And I think it's pretty cool how she was able to find a way to put selling cookies into something other than marketing or management or something like that.
My favorite part was how she earned her bronze, silver, and gold award.
I didn't hear gold.
She did. Okay. She did. That's what I asked her about. And
I thought I misheard something. Sorry, keep going.
I just really like how she earned it all, and she... definitely tried, and she definitely, because that's what I want to do. I want to get them all, and so, like, it's cool.
Well, I actually have two favorite parts. My first one is how she earned all her awards, because I'm just shocked by how she earned all her awards. Because, yeah, and my second one is for her meeting her best friend, because that reminded me from when I met my best friend, JoJo, when we were back in, like, Hillcrest, and she was, like, in second, and I was in first. And we just really hit it off.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Please share this episode with your friends.
We thank you for all your support of this project and Girl Scouts.
Thanks for listening. Peace out, Girl Scouts.